We thank the Lord for life, spirit to this another broadcast time. We are thankful for the privilege of presenting to you today's Way of Truth broadcast. This broadcast service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, and we are truly thankful for the privilege we have of bringing this gospel broadcast to you. This is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to stay with us, trusting that our entire broadcast will be blessed by the Lord.
I walk with my Savior each hour of the day. I walk in His presence each step of the way. He never has failed me, and true I shall be. Depending on me, for He is my Savior, my Lord and my King. Forever I love Him, His praises I sing. Till now in the valley, my life shall grow dim.
Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the privilege we have of being servants of the Most High God. And we know that we can depend upon You, for You have promised never to leave us nor to forsake us. So we thank You today for the privilege we have of being a part of the family of God. We also thank You for the privilege of sharing this gospel broadcast with this precious congregation today. We are thankful for each one who is in our audience, and we're trusting that the Holy Spirit will be able to take the songs and the message and make them a blessing to each heart. Now, we know that you love our congregation. We know that you are aware of their burdens, and you are concerned for them. And we pray that you'll minister to each one according to their needs. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. From Arkansas, Brother Craig and Saints, greetings in Jesus' name. So thankful he suffered, died, and rose again to purchase our salvation. So thankful that through him we can live free from sin. Enjoy reading the Way of Truth magazine and listening to the Way of Truth broadcast over KMTL Sherwood, North Little Rock. May God give you strength and means to keep publishing and preaching the truth. And from Louisiana, Brother Craig, just wanted to let you know how blessed I am to listen to your program on the radio. I thank God for his word being preached on the radio. May God bless your ministry in Jesus' name. Also, I love to hear the music. I love the old hymns, Your Sister in Christ. Now, we do appreciate those who take time to let us know that our broadcast is a blessing, and we would be thankful if you would let us hear from you. At the close of our broadcast today, we will be giving you our mailing address, and I trust that you will take time to let us know that our broadcast is being a blessing to you. On today's Way of Truth broadcast, we have the privilege of sharing with you a message by Pastor James Arch. This radio message was aired earlier in the Cayman Islands, and we are thankful for the privilege of sharing it with you today on our Way of Truth broadcast. May the Lord bless you as Brother James brings us the message.
What I would like to do today is to try my best to encourage those that are living for God. I will be speaking on vigilance or on guard for the enemy of our souls, of course, which is the devil. And I'll be reading from Mark chapter 4 and from Hebrews chapter 2. Mark chapter 4, beginning with verse 14. The sower soweth the word. And these are they by the wayside, where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately, and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they likewise, which are sown on stony ground, who, when they have heard the word, immediately receiveth it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things, entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. And from Hebrews chapter 2, 9 and 10, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. For it became him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. The group sang a song here a few minutes ago, Standing on the Promises of God. And I have told the church all down through the years of my ministry that these are times now that we need to know that we are going to stand on the promises of God. And I'm telling you, friends, those promises are sure and steadfast. I have seen God move in ways that people wouldn't understand. In recent times, you have to stand on the promises of God. The Bible tells us that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. No weapon that is formed against God's people shall prosper. So we need to stand on the promises of God. Believe them and see them work for us. God never began a work in the life of an individual that he could not complete. And the great apostle Paul said, I know in whom I believe. I know in whom my faith is fixed. And I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. When I gave my life to the Lord, I knew I had to walk a different path. That is the life of a Christian. I had to conduct myself like a Christian. A change had to be seen in me. I knew that. And I still believe that. I had to stop doing things that I used to do before. I had to treat others like I would like them to treat me. And remember the golden rule. I had to prove to the world that my attitude had changed. I had to be humble and submissive, not disrespectful, and so on. I had to set an example, especially having been ordained as a minister of the church. That is a serious calling, friend. I had to be loyal to God and devoted to his cause whether someone didn't like me or not. I had to do what God called me to do. I said all of that to say this. You can only do that by the grace of God and by standing on the promises of God. There are two great powers in the world. You know, the power of God and the power of Satan, or the power of darkness. Thank God the power of God is greater than the two. If it was not for that, we would all be hopeless. I mentioned a while ago, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. The devil can't do anything with us but for what we allow him to do. So the times that we live in demands our being very vigilant and on guard. Someone has said that water runs downhill, and so do human beings, unless diligent effort is put forth. We cannot become more like Christ and stay as we are. The Bible tells us to draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. That's what it says. So we have a big part to play in how we live for the Lord. This is not something that somebody else will do for us. We must do it ourselves. We must always remember that the enemy of our souls is expert in his field, and he is successful in many cases, if we allow him, in causing a gradual affection for other things and not those things that are spiritual. And as a result, people lose their interest and lose their desire for God and the things of God. And in many cases, many go back and leave the Lord out of their life. That happens all the time. Yes, he is successful in getting people to neglect their own spiritual life and causing deterioration in spiritual health. This is a life, my beloved friends, that must be lived every day. It must be worked after. The apostle also said we must work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. So the devil is successful in many times in getting people to neglect their own spiritual life. He's successful in getting people to become overzealous in the material pursuits of life and getting so bound and tied up in those things that they really don't have time for their spiritual lives. I am telling you something now that I have experienced. And that I know, I've been preaching the gospel for years and years, and I've been living for the Lord for 42 years. I've been preaching on this program for 31 years, and I know a little about living for the Lord, and I know what I've had to do. And it's the same thing with all of us. So we have something to do. The devil is successful many times in causing the pressures of life to overtax people, and thus losing the victory in circumstances. We live in a real world. We live in a time, friend, that is very taxing. And a lot of people are not able to cope with life. People are breaking down and people are shaking. This is a real world, friends. We need to know that we can hold on to God and his promises. The devil is successful in getting people to cool off in their spiritual life. Oh, they don't need to go to church, and they don't need to read the Bible, and they don't need to pray. That's a trick of the devil. That's a trick of the enemy to get you back into his fold. Many are the times he is successful in doing this thing. The devil will steer you to the shallow. Don't want you to reach the heights for God. If you go on the shallow, you're going to go aground. You got to dig deep, friends. And get deep in the Lord. What the parable is saying is that I read here from the 4th chapter of Mark. The word is sown, not knowing what fruit it will bring forth. And out of many that hear it, only a few receive it. That is a fact. And we see that all about in the world today. Very evident. Some are affected by it only for the present. And then it wears right off. The devil, like the fowl of the air, go after the seed. He comes quickly and snatches it away if he can. Fruit is what God expects of those who live the Christian life. That is what the Bible teaches. And if you look into the book of Galatians chapter 5, you will see there, in beginning with verse 22, But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. So Christians are called to be on guard for this enemy of their souls that is determined if he can to do anything he can to get us back into his kingdom. He discourages and robs of joy. Come on, friend. That's what the Bible tells us. And if you look in the book of Numbers chapter 21 and verse 4, and they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom. And the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. Yes. It's human, I suppose, to get discouraged sometimes. Yes. But if you follow this devil, this enemy, he will keep us discouraged and always keep us down. The devil doesn't want anyone to be happy. The devil doesn't want anyone to live a happy life or a Christian life. He always wants to keep us down. That's his job. So we must be on guard for the enemy. He causes people to fret over the prosperity of others and wonder why so many people have so much and they have so little. Let me tell you something, friend. There was a man in the Bible speaks of in the 73rd Psalm. It tells us there, but as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped, for I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. Be content with what we have and give God thanks for that. That's what the Bible says. Yes, a lot of people see only what they don't have, but they don't see what they do have. Thank God every day for what we have. Amen. We in these islands here are abundantly blessed, amen, above measure. Oh, God has blessed these people so much in these islands. We have so much that we didn't have before. Don't take the material things of life and forget God. It's wonderful to have a nice house and to have a lot of food to eat and good clothes to wear and a good car to drive. Nothing wrong with those things. Those things are blessings from God. But don't take those things and forget God. The more we have, materially speaking, the better we should live for the Lord. Amen. Yeah, this enemy deceives people into believing that they are super Christians and that they are above doing wrong. That's another snare of the devil. You know what the Bible tells us in the 18th chapter of St. Luke? And beginning with verse 11, the Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even a publican. I fast twice in a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, listen to what I'm reading, and the publican standing afar off would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Yes, he convinces people that it's nothing wrong with worldliness. What a world of world we're living in. Worldliness has captivated many a person and caused people to leave God out of their life. You know what the Bible says? Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. This enemy causes people to become jealous when someone else excels for God. We don't hear much about the brother of the prodigal. But you know, he had a brother. And the Bible says, and he was angry. and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. And he answering said to his father, Lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment, and yet thou never gavest me a kid, that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which had devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. What an attitude. What a spirit. Yes, that's the brother of the prodigal. This enemy must be resisted, friends. He must be resisted in the faith. Jesus overcame him, the Bible tells us, and angels ministered unto him. Jesus was tempted of the devil too. But Jesus overcame this tempter, and the Bible tells us that angels ministered unto him. It is a very important part of the Christian life to be very diligent, very, very vigilant and diligent, that we might make our calling and our election sure. With all that is happening in the world today, my beloved friends, the world never needed Jesus more than it does today. Don't forget him. If you don't know him, seek for him today. You'll never regret it.
Thank you, Brother James. Brother James Arch bringing us the message on today's Way of Truth broadcast. Now, our mailing address is the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Avani Craig. We thank you for listening to our broadcast today. We invite you to be with us next week when, again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.
Sing the Lord's name.